said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. I'm doing
purify my life with the purging touch of fire. Purify my life with the purging touch of fire. Purify my life with your blessings of searing pain. Make it pure like the gold that passes the test of fire. Take unto you my mortal form. Make it a lamp of your divine abode. Let the flame of my song glow through night and day. The slightest of your touch on the dark frame of night, let it spark a new star one after another to illuminate the darkness. Let my vision be cleansed from all darkness. Whither alights my gaze? May it see the light. Let my pain be a blaze and rise above despair. Agunir Poshur Moni. This is the Bengali song by Rabindranath Tagore. And the poet says, purify me, purify my life with your touch, with your purifying touch. Purify my life with your blessing. Make it so pure that it becomes like gold that passes the test of fire. Take my body and make it a lamp of your divine abode. Touch the night, let it spark a new star. Cleanse my vision, and all darkness should go away. Wherever my vision goes, may it see the light. The intense desire for purity, the intense desire to become pure. Why it is so? Baba says in today's Murli, the basis, the foundation of this royalty of yours is purity. There is no other soul in 5,000 years who was as pure and as royal as you were. Your thought are pure. Your speech is so pure, filled with pure vibrations. Your actions are pure. Your drishti is pure, your vritti is pure, your sanskars are pure, your conduct, your behavior is pure and royal. Whether whilst you are shining up there in soul world, your shine is incomparable, anadi. Or whilst the beginning of this cycle, Adhika, your purity remained unsurpassable. So much so that souls from the Copper Age started worshipping you. And your angelic royalty of Confluence Age is also unsurpassable. So you're pure all the time, you're royal all the time. Do you have that experience? Do you have that intoxication of this purity, of this royalty? The deep desire to become pure. A pure soul, a satisfied soul, contented soul. It doesn't seek anything, it doesn't want anything. No attraction for sanskar or sansar. That is the real bhog we offer. So, all the different signs of a royal soul, Baba has described in today's Murli. They are busy all the time so that they have no time for Maya. They remain healthy all the time because they eat fruit. Instant fruit. The journey is to become pure. The pure life. The silent life of purity. The silent life of royalty. They are not going to tell others that we are hidden. We are incognito. They don't blow their own trumpet. Miyamito. So that sums up today's Avyakta Murli. Rail. That's the word Baba has used. Rail means something related to kings, something related to kingdom, something related to spiritual, alaukik. Something which is not ordinary. Something which is away, which is far away. Royal people, they don't waste their time and intellect in small things, in bargaining, in hassling. They don't even touch the money. If they want to purchase something, they will just signal. They have their subordinates who look after petty matters, trivial things, all the insignificant things. They keep their intellect up above, detached. Pranic journey is to become royal. Pranic journey is the journey of purity. It is the journey of royalty. It is the journey of health, wealth and happiness, as Baba said in today's blessing. It is a journey of truth and cleanliness, as Baba said in today's slogan. So from last 28 days, we have seen multiple things. Today we will see some of the methods to become pranic, to how to achieve that pranic stage, how to achieve that stage of independence, a jump into the independent life. So there are various methods people have described. We'll see some of the methods today. And from tomorrow, last 7 days of this retreat, we have to do that. Different methods. The first method, natural. The first method is natural. In this method, we eat only that food which is of highest vibrations. In this method, this is the first method. As I said, there are different methods. Gradually, we move towards nature. What nature has given is perfect. If you try to do anything with that, you will make it less perfect. Any tampering will lead to downfall or deterioration or decay and death. So in this method, gradually, very slowly, you move towards natural. And whatever you come across which is not natural, you give up with a thought. The first thing to give up is microwave oven. Anything which is put in this oven is death. The second thing to give up is all those highly processed things, fried, grilled, smoked food products. The next, grains and milk. You can read a lot of literature on this. Grain brains, They are very heavy for digestion. The next thing is all your sugary things. You realize in the long run, you want to go for natural sweeteners rather than these artificial ones, artificial sugar. You prefer dates, raisins, stevia if you want. All the artificial sugars, because they are highly addictive. All your chocolates and Cadburys. The next thing you give up is food processing. You enter into fireless kitchen. Anything you do with your food makes it less perfect. As regards fire. So food processing, in whatever way you do, makes it less perfect. Our body is 100% compatible with nature. It is already ready for us. The moment you process it, heat is the enemy of nutrition. You change the chemical composition. Your kitchen is the small chemical plant, a chemical furnace, where ingredients of death are prepared. This is a major step towards moving into pranic journey. And it should be gradual. Genetically processed food and all the processed food. So gradually you move towards nature and you come to a final stage, where before you make an ultimate transition into breatharian lifestyle, you enter into liquidarian stage. Nothing solid, all liquids. Whatever you eat, you chew it till it becomes liquid and then let it go inside the system. So you make a biggest transition now from solid to liquids. We are liquid beings. We are beings of liquid. You understand, whenever you put solid, the body has to spend so much energy to convert it into liquid. But you need to remember a few things. You should not harm your body. You must love the body and don't force the body. For example, you have given up chips for 1 month, and whilst walking on the street, you see chips somewhere and there is an intense mouth watering and saliva is coming out and you want to eat. So don't force yourself. Go and eat. Don't harm. Understand the food pattern, the food sanskars, craving, they will come up. And the other day we saw what to do when the craving props up on the surface. Eat, suffer. And then make a new resolution. Because if you keep the body on liquids for 3 days, on the fourth day, you will find that it is so difficult to eat anything solid. Barbara Moore, she writes, she was only on juices, and she said, my body is now unable to digest any fiber. Nothing, no smoothies and all those. So it is all about habit. And you have extra time saved. You can focus more on your churning of knowledge. You find sudden clarity. You read things once and you retain them. You read and you grasp something new, something which was not there before. These are the same words, and yet you find something new. So this is the first method, which is known as natural method, where you move towards nature. You want everything to be natural now. When a day comes when your fridge, when your refrigerator cries out and say to you, what should I do now? What have you kept me for? Then you think of donating it to somebody. Because every time you open it is vacant. There is nothing to be kept there. Fire, I don't need you. Cold, I don't need you. So in this one first method, and this is one of the best methods, gradually you make a transition. Slowly, slowly. If there are two things kept, you prefer sprouts rather than those processed grains. If two things are kept, you prefer to eat an apple rather than something cooked. And you get the same satisfaction in both of them. Because it is, after all, the mindset, limiting beliefs. You created a thought that I will derive everything from this, what I need. Body knows. Listen to the language of the body. Listen to the language of the body cells. If you don't listen to the voice of your cell, you will have to listen to the cries of your cell. So make a very slow, bit by bit, gradual transition. It is all your decision. What I should and what I should not. The second method is spiritual method. The second method to become pranic is spiritual method. You increase the love of God so much in your heart. The divine love affair is increased to such an extent that the love affair with food becomes insignificant. The divine affair hijacks the food affair. You are filled with divine love of God, with spiritual things. You are busy in so much spiritual life so much that you have no thought of all those things. And many people like saints, Roman Catholic saints, so many saints, they resorted to this method. And in India came as a side effect. Non-eating came as a side effect. They did not try for in-India. In-India came as a side effect. This, suddenly they realized they have lost interest. But there is a difference here. There are diseased and sick people who develop loss of appetite. It is not that. There are people who are jaundiced and in the hospitals. If you ask them, do you want to eat? They say, no, we don't want. Because they are sick. There are other group of people who are psychologically ill. Anorexia they suffer from. Anorexia nervosa. That is a different category. We are not into that category. These are highly elevated spiritual people. The more you practice angelic state, the gross body dissolves. You are in that light body, angelic body, ethereal body. You keep reading, thinking about that light body. I am a being of light. I have an astral body. I am filled with light. I eat light because I am light. Light is the nutrition, living on light. Prana is the nutrition, the invisible light that surrounds everywhere. That is my food. I don't need anything else. I derive all the nutrients I need, all the nutrients my body needs. Everything is coming to me. So second method is spiritual method. You increase your silence, your solitude, your spiritual readings, your spiritual churning, your introversion. You don't feel like to. That's the second method. The third method is sudden. This can happen only in some people, not in all. Like in case of Giribala. When she was a child, she was married. And she was a voracious eater. And her mother-in-law used to scold her. And she got so angry in one day that she said, henceforth I will never eat. And she left the home. And from that point of time, for next 60 years, she lived a simple life of a woman in a village. Away from limelight. But without eating or drinking. And she was a miracle. She was tested by so many people, kept under scan, and they never found anything. So one method is sudden. Suddenly it can happen, but it is dangerous also. Don't do that, because food is an addiction. Food is a drug, and we are addicts. If you try to remove the addicting substance suddenly, the body will crave. So also in the case of Prahlad Jani, Mataji, who was there down in Ambaji, who was kept in the Stirling Hospital for so many days by Dr. Sudhir Shah, neurologist. And they did ultrasound in the morning, ultrasound in the evening to check his bladder, his urine. He was under the CCTV camera for a long time. And they never found him eating. And yet he was alive. So that was a sudden matter. Also, sudden and spiritual are connected with each other. Whilst increasing your spirituality, you will find suddenly you have lost interest in food. It has become a minor affair for you. You are not obsessed anymore. The third method is sudden method. This can also happen with a thought, with a sankalp, with a resolve. And this can go on for some time. Fourth method is hypnotic. Self-hypnosis. You tell yourself, I don't need this. Or somebody else does a hypnosis on somebody. This is also a dangerous method. Not recommended. But yes, self-hypnosis, okay. You can do self-affirmations, but doing it on other, the person may die. Because he will refuse to eat. Because while in the hypnosis, you hypnotize somebody, his conscious mind becomes dull and all the suggestions are sent to the subconscious and the subconscious mind accepts it. And the mesmerized person is your slave. That is also one of the methods. Fifth method, and one of the reliable methods, is sun gazing. We have spoken a lot about it in the past. You can read about HRM sun gazing. Total 9 months, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Gradually increase the time. First day 10 seconds, then 30 seconds, and reach up till 44 minutes Every day, sun gazing. 1 hour after sunset, 1 hour before sun. 1 hour after sunrise, 1 hour before sunset. Don't try to do it in the daytime. Even though some people do, like Uma Shankar, Yogi and all. But once you start doing sun gazing, after 1 month or so, you realize that your appetite has gone down. By the end of 3 months, you understand that your physical ailments are gone. By the end of 6 months, you realize that your mental stress is gone. And by the end of 9 months, all your hunger and hunger cramps and appetite has reduced almost. And this should be coupled with barefoot walk, 45 minutes per day. Walk barefoot. So these two things, these are the independent methods. The more you sun gaze, and you can create so many different meditations while doing sun gazing. All the energy I am getting from sun. You can imagine all your chapatis and all your favorite foods. All the things, all your samosa and all I am getting, all the taste, all the energy, all the appearance, all the smell while doing sun gazing. All your juices even for that matter. All your fruit, all your juices, all your smoothies, all your soups. All your processed foods, everything, I am deriving everything from sun. Sun is the primary source. What you are eating is secondary or tertiary. It is sun cooked. So when I derive everything from sun, why should I go for lower? And it is such a wonderful breakfast. The best breakfast is sun rays, sunshine. That is the food. You stand on a, with your bare foot. Air prana is touching you, ground prana is touching your feet, and solar prana is coming here. Three triple prana entering you. So you are getting nourished by sun rays. And you have to make friendship with sun. He is your friend. Don't do it for weight loss. People say we are doing sun gazing from last 1 year, but weight is not coming down. Because you are doing it with such a selfish interest. Look at sun, how selfless he is. Be like him, selfless. So sun gazing, that is one of the methods. Another method is philosophical or scientific method. Read everything about, there are hundreds of books available nowadays. On in India, on non-eating, on Bradarian concept, on pranic living. And nowadays it has so much evolved that what Hotima Hilton has written in Man's Higher Consciousness, that book, now the concept have totally changed. Now science is backing it. Now the calorie restriction is a topic of science. Cardiologists talk about reducing the diet, about plant-based. Now there are books on vegan bodybuilding. Earlier they used to talk about non-veg. Now there are books on plant-based eating, plant-based bodybuilding. There are hundreds and hundreds of books. There are people who are bodybuilders and raw eaters. There are Bradarian marathon runners. Example. Example is Sri Lankan. What is his name? That guy from Sri Lanka. I forgot his name. We will come to that gradually. So, Kirby. Kirby is a person who has run marathon. You can do that. I myself had done 10 half marathons. And 3 of them were in dry fasting stage. From Mount Abu to Abu Road. And you are more energetic. If you drink, if you eat, you can't run. If you eat, you can't do gym. If you drink, you can't do yoga. If you drink, you cannot churn murli. Because you have stomach snatches away your energy. So, philosophical. Read everything about it. Yeah. He is that. What is his name you said? Kirby. Kirby Landrole. He is the person. You can listen to his lectures. How he was a drug addict before. And how he came out of all that addiction and now how he is a spiritual person. He is looking after about 30, 40, 50 churches. So he is a spiritual person. So another method is alternate fasting. This is a simple, good method. First, make it a habit to fast at least once a week. Then MF, alternate day. One day meal, one day fast. One day meal, one day fast. MF. So once your body is habituated to this method, alternate, then make it MFF. 2 days fasting, 1 day eating. Then 3 day fasting, 1 day eating. Then 4 day fasting, 1 day eating. And then 6 day fasting, 1 day eating. And then once a day eating and 6 day fasting. And sometimes it may happen that the day you wanted to eat, you forgot. So you make it next time. So that is known as alternate method of pranic living. MF. So suddenly it will not happen, but you can try. At least once a week first. And then once you got a grip over that, then make it twice a week. Then when you got a grip over that, make it thrice a week. So that is one of the methods. Other method is forceful method. And people don't recommend that. It's a dangerous. You force yourself. You want to eat, but you say, no, I will not eat. And when you sleep, then you will dream about Brahma Bhojan at night. That method is not recommended, but it is also one of the methods and people have tried that. Other method is trying. Keep trying. Okay, you try and then suddenly you feel like to eat or this and that. Then resort and eat everything and then suffer and then come back and begin again. So keep on trying and fall. It is not fall. You up and down keeps on happening. This method is known as trying, but keep trying. Yeah, don't give in to your craving, but cravings are very strong. They are very strong. Your logic disappears. Your gyan, yoga, everything finishes. You just want to eat means you want to eat. The burger is in front of you. You forget everything about health. You are ready to get admitted in the ward, but I want to eat that. This is the greatest craving, intense craving. So if you want to eat, eat nicely then. Forget everything about all this. Another method, which is a very powerful method, is conscious eating. This is the most recommended method. If you want to eat, sit nicely, eat slowly, chew it, convert it into liquid, and then take it inside. Talk with yourself. What is it? Does my body need this? Keep talking. Do I need this? So gradually, you eat in silence, in prayer, in gratitude, and very small amount. You drink a glass of juice and half an hour you drink it. With a very small spoon, you drink and keep it and release. And then again touch, then again drink, again release. Like this. This is a gradual. This is known as conscious method. Other method is alchemical method. There are certain chemicals, they reduce your appetite. Appetite reduction happens. I will not recommend this method. Every scripture, Bible, Vedas, they describe certain substances. If you eat, your appetite goes down. So that is also one of the methods, chemical. And the last method is 12th, others. So now, in this others, there are so many. And the most famous is 21-day process by Jess Maheen. Nowadays even she doesn't recommend it, but 21 days, there are retreats, they happen. Another is 8-day process by Aki. Another is Ray Mayo's 10-day process, 11 days by Victor Triviago, or your own method you can devise, or Joachim's 7 weeks adaptation. So there are different people, they keep on conducting retreats all across the world. Recently there was a retreat in Pondicherry. And one of our friends, Sandeep, he had gone there and attended 10 days. It was a very powerful retreat. Nicholas he had come to India and he conducted that 10 days retreat. So retreats keep on happening. Even we attended one retreat with Ilitom in Uttarakhand. 9 days we were with Ilitom. In those 9 days, he did not eat nor drink. And he was the most energetic in our group. He had almost most healthy, barefoot all the time. Hardly 1 or 2 hours of sleep, and he was so powerful. We saw him literally with our eyes. We were eating and he was beyond all things, busy in his things and many other things. So he is, we also attended. So there are many, you should attend one retreat at least with a good, with a level 4 Brahmacharyan. So that's also one of the methods, different retreats. So these are the 12 methods. Now tomorrow what we are going to do, that I am telling you. Last 7 days of this retreat. Today is 29th day. So, 3 things you can do. Those who are already habituated, for next 7 days from tomorrow, pure liquids. Those who can do pure liquids. So, these liquids will include what? First, fruit juices. Second, vegetable juices. Third, if you want green teas. Green teas are very good appetite suppressant. They suppress the appetite. And next, date syrup, dates, khajur, syrup you can convert. Another is lemon water, coconut water, all liquids, pure liquids for next 7 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 7 days. Those who can do, first. Second, those who can't do, for them, 100% raw. You can eat multiple times, but anything which is unprocessed, 100% raw. Next 7 days. Sprouts, yes, sprouts you can have. Sprouts, seeds, vegetables, fruits, juices, all these things can be having. If you feel craving, you can have, you should have transition diet with you, like potatoes, boiled potato if you want. That is fulfilling. Or poha, puffed rice, sabudana, that also you can have. It means like, it is all about which is better. Suppose somebody gives you a glass of juice and wine, which you will take juice. This is better than that. Now somebody gives you juice and coconut water. Coconut water is better. Now somebody gives you water and coconut, then water is better. Now somebody says fasting and water. So fasting is better. So it is all about comparison. And the third, those who can't do even this, they can go for OMAD. One meal a day. One full cooked meal in the afternoon or at night, and the whole day juices or raw. For next 7 days, try any one of these. Those who are already habituated, they can straight away jump into pure liquids. Those who are not habituated, they can try 100% raw. If not 100% raw, 80% raw, 70% raw, 50% raw. And those who can't do even this raw business, because it is very, very disturbing. When so much pleasure is in front for enjoyment, the Diwali is coming, and what sort of stupid philosophy is this? That is all disturbing. Forget all this. Delete all the classes. We don't know about anything about this. We are enjoying in Baba's remembrance. Whatever that is in front, I eat in Baba's remembrance. Yes. And every now and then, here and there, Brahma Bhojan is happening. So, this philosophy is absolutely stupid and intrepid. Insipid, leave it. So you can go for one meal a day. So have one full meal, cooked one, and rest of the time either don't eat or drink water or coconut water or juices. That's it. But to feed the body with 3 solid foods is a violence to the body. To feed the body 3 times and all that cooked one and solid one is a great, great violence to the body. Okay? So next 7 days homework, last 7 days of this retreat. 29 days was the preparation. Hot water you can take, soup you can take, you can have green teas you can have lemon water, honey if you want. So all those things you can do. You have to experiment, you have to invent your own method. Don't try to follow anybody. Create your own method. And see whatever situation available, whatever things which are available at your place, in your region, in your area, fruits which are seasonal, regional, natural and original, you can have. Seasonal, regional, original and natural, whatever. So the bell has rung. It's too much. Stop. It is disturbing our peace of mind. So the Bengali song, where is Nikhilesh Bhai? Yeah. So the song says, purify my life with the purging touch of fire. You can understand the meaning of the song from him later on. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva tvameva bandhushcha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva.
Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel.
Deep in the woods, I feel alive.